Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Links with Friends. This is our second time recording this because the batteries on our thing went out. It's March 11th, and we're doing business and social. No, we're government
so
social.
So close.
Government and social.
She also got it wrong the first time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're also starting really, really, really late.
And you said Wednesday, really. I mean, like, it's like 4 in the afternoon, but it's late for when we normally record.
And Wednesday's going to be thin, you said.
Yeah. But then we got into a weird pedantic argument about how many tabs there were. You guys missed a lot of good banter at the start of the other episode.
It's a comedy of errors today. But let's get to it because we're short on time. Let's talk about Google and their begging for reprieve.
Google urges the Trump Department of Justice to reverse course on breaking up the company because it's bad for national security, they say.
Interesting argument. So they were, of course, doomed to this fate under the previous administration. And I think they're hoping that they can sort of spin that into, hey, you know, all those bad decisions they made? This was one of them.
Bro, I sat next to you at the inauguration. I gave you $1 million, bro. Please don't break me up, bro.
But he needs more than $1 million. And he's going to funnel a lot of that extra money. Why do we have extra money? We're in debt. But we've got some of this stuff. Actually, I guess we got all this from just taking it from people who were criminals. And what are we going to do with it?
Trump announced a strategic crypto reserve, including Bitcoin, Solana, XRP, and more. And most of the debate around this was, oh, does this mean they're going to buy more? No, that's not what the word reserve means. Reserve means they just don't sell what they already have.
People are really against this. I don't know that it's a terrible idea. Like, most of these historically have only accumulated value. What if we never sold the Silk Road stuff?
The really insane thing is the Sam Bankman-Fried stuff was like actually not like, if it was financial crime, it really wouldn't have been had they just left him alone and he didn't get worse.
I know some people who like in the 90s and 2000s bought numismatic coins. And that's the dumbest thing you can do. Don't buy numismatic coins. But the price of precious metals went up so much during that time, they made money from a bad decision.
Universe takes care of an idiot, right?
Also, the dollar went down a fair bit over the last couple of days, and so it's kind of weird because it's like, oh, dollar go down, but all this other stuff go up. That's really weird. Isn't that weird? That seems kind of weird.
And this seems kind of weird because it's a very refreshing take. Now, we do have to imagine that this could just be talking trash, right? Because that's kind of what he does. But this is something we would say. You have to agree with that.
The UK encryption laws are like what you get in China, according to President Donald Trump. He said this backdoor, this mandatory backdoor, no, this is not a thing. Somebody should send him a memo on what the FBI did to Lavabit.
Or the Salt Typhoon.
It's the Spider-Man meme once again.
I mean, that wasn't under his watch, but I don't remember him being all that against the unwarranted spying.
If he's so into this, like, lots of executive orders, why don't we get an executive order that is, hey, feel free to rip out the mandatory back door that the Salt Typhoon people are using because we don't need that. That would be amazing. Even if it was just a memo, even if it had no teeth, it was just, this is what we want to do. That would be fine.
Well, we follow that with a story that is perhaps a bit of a mirror image of it. I mean, on some level, maybe we need more security in this regard, but at the same time, it's a bit Orwellian, just like the UK thing.
Trump administration wants to review all prospective citizen social media accounts. They will not be using the back door. You will have to hand over your password.
I don't know if you got to give them your password. I think you just have to give them your
username.
Like
your
they
handle,
have to be able to go and peruse it.
Yeah.
I would be doomed here because I'm gonna imagine you roll up there and it's like I don't use any of those. They're gonna be like, yeah, get out of here. Come on.
Everybody yours is that. Mostly cat pictures and then that one tweet that was against Mitch McConnell.
But that's just Twitter. Like that's the only one I have.
You got.
They would not buy that.
I don't really have a lot either.
Well, we've seen this for the past couple of weeks. And, you know, they say maybe one or two times is a coincidence. But this is becoming a pattern, it seems.
Ars Technica has the headline, Starlink benefits as Trump admin rewrites rules for its $42 billion broadband grant program. You may remember this from last year, the year before that. You may remember it from when we first covered it and we said that ISPs are going to take the money and not do anything. Well, spoiler alert, the ISPs took the money and they didn't do anything. They didn't roll out more coverage. They didn't help poor people. In fact, they're fighting tooth and nail against the $15 broadband thing. And so the Trump administration has said, well, you know what? Starlink can benefit from this. Starlink, under the way that it was originally written, would benefit. But they added a rule at the last second that said the latency had to be under a certain number, which was impossible to achieve with any satellite service. I think it was like 40 milliseconds or 45 milliseconds, something like that. And so that de facto excluded Starlink, but didn't exclude Starlink in name. Well, they've done away with that limitation.
And they also added a thing at the end. It was like, oh, no, we don't want you to put trash networks in here. We don't want you to spend the money on that or rehab what you got. It has to be fiber. You want most of this money? It has to be fiber. And Ted Cruz, who is clearly in somebody's pocket, is fighting that bitterly. Like, why would Ted Cruz care about fiber or be against it?
Because his handlers told him to be.
I don't think Ted Cruz understands what fiber optic is.
And the CHIPS Act, Trump has come out against it, and he is saying that, of course, we do need to expand the thing, but he wants to do it his way and get rid of the old.
Trump hit the CHIPS Act office. Two-fifths of the staff are going to be terminated or have been terminated.
A little bit of an incendiary headline because two-thirds of the staff were still probationary, or two-fifths, because it was still so new, and that was a blanket.
But also, isn't it like if you've been up like... promoted in the last like certain amount of time, you're under probationary as well.
Yep.
I'm not sure exactly what the rules are.
But so that's another reason why it's kind of like, oh, this is really dragging through a lot of people who probably shouldn't be fired.
But I don't think it was targeted at that office. It was just...
Yeah, you know, just the same thing everywhere else.
And boy, this is, you know, I mean, it's once again, we are just moving forward. Like, we're never going to do it has now become, we are excited to do it. And this is not even, like, we gave them guns. But then it was sort of like, hey, we're going to give the robots guns, but we're not going to let them run things. I mean, that would be insane, right?
It begins. The Pentagon is going to give AI agents a role in decision-making and operations planning. Basically, the generals or any other military staff can ask the AI questions, and they will help plan. Neat.
Yeah, they're going to let them make decisions. I mean, not ultimately at this point, but we've slipped so far down this slope. Can we believe that anything is a line in the sand that we're not going to cross?
You think that's some of the insanity that's going on now? It's like, hey, AI, what's our best chance scenario? Like, what's 2030 look like in all the scenarios? And all the scenarios are terrible. They're doing the,
the golden path from Dune, trying to find that exact.
Yeah, exactly. Or like the, you know, the Doctor Strange thing where it's like all the outcomes are not good for the United States. And so they're like, oops, we need to like do some really drastic, terrible things here.
Now, the fallacy argument that's always used here is our enemies are going to do it, so we have to. But it probably is true that China is going to do this, right? So,
nobody's making decisions. Nobody can go to war court if it's just the robots doing it.
I also like that they have a War Games, like for people that remember War Games, which is almost nobody in this day and age. The War Games movie about the computer that's like, we should not play this game.
Oh, yeah, they play them out with joint forces. Did I remember to put... I forgot to read the nonsense. Did I put the North Korea story in there?
Which one?
They dropped a bomb.
No.
On a little town.
I don't think so.
Or not North Korea, South Korea. We were doing, I think we were doing the joint drills with them, and one of the pilots just bombed a town. And this man is bombing the government. And people are maybe getting a little too tired of it because it's there's been a step back.
Trump puts new limits on Elon Musk's authority amid backlash to Doge cuts. Basically says, hey, you are responsible for your department. You have to make the hiring and firing thing. Musk can make a recommendation, but you have to sign off on it. And this might be just as much to skirt legal challenges as anything, but we'll see.
I was going to say, or he's upset about the AI video of him sucking Elon's toes.
I didn't see that one.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was terrible, but also kind of funny.
He's also announced that Elon is a special advisor, but not actually in charge of anything, which... Again, seems like, you know, heading off future lawsuits, maybe.
Wasn't this literally in one of the Superman comics with Lex Luthor?
Mm. He did become president at some point.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, you can't do that. And it's like, oh, it's just my special advisor.
And the sins of the previous administration are not going to be forgotten. They are going to be hunted down, it seems, because if you recall... Google did some things that they were very unhappy about, the conservatives being them, And now they are getting revenge.
U.S. House panel subpoenas Alphabet over content moderation because they felt that the content was not moderated the way that content should be moderated and that, I don't know, insanity.
I mean, they were pretty quick to change. They kind of changed whoever tells them to, right? They just changed Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
Oh, yeah.
Were they too quick to lay down too?
But that, I mean, it's true because they were just doing whatever the government told them to do, and they're still doing that.
Yeah.
They don't care, but it's kind of weird if it's like, hey, bro, we'll do whatever you want, but then we also did that for the last guy, and they still come after you.
It's also important, like, we as citizens, it's like when every little thing that you do is logged from now until the end of time, future can change the context of what you've done in the past. And it can be very bad. Like, somebody could take something you did in the past out of context. It's like, hey, the government told us to do this. It's like, no, you were trying to keep people down. And it's like, okay.
I was trying not to go to prison.
And this headline, let me just tell you, is a lie. Because we're going to keep doing it, and they're going to keep doing it. We're just not publicly doing it anymore.
The TechCrunch headline is, U.S. said to halt offensive cyber operations against Russia. But the people that are actually at the computers were like, okay. And they just went right back to whatever they were doing.
So we officially were cyber attacking Russia based on the, you know, the war effort. Which is an insane thing to announce to your enemy that we're doing that. Pure PR, and this is as well.
Again, it blows my mind that nobody is talking about Viasat and the things that happened to Viasat.
And the CHIPS Act might be dead. Or on life support, but Trump is doing his own version of it, and he is going straight to the horses and bringing them in.
This article from TechCrunch was superbly put together, and then I noticed, all right, Kyle Wiggers, that makes sense. TSMC pledges to spend $100 billion on U.S. chip facilities, and so this is going to be bringing state-of-the-art technology to the U.S., but this is not the most advanced technology that TSMC has. This is one step behind. However, they will have the brain trust here, which is designed to improve yields. So they're going to have a lot of people here that are not really just interested in manufacturing, but also process improvement, which is good for us and good for training U.S. citizens on how to do things.
And that's a step up from their CHIPS Act money commitments. That'll be more.
This should make everybody happy.
But they did all that stuff under Biden, and then they never actually did it. Remember they bought the land and they never did anything.
They've done a lot. They're actually producing chips.
That Wisconsin one never opened.
Well, that was not TSMC. That was Foxconn.
The Arizona one is not doing anything that impressive.
They're making chips.
But they're not making the good ones, and they still won't.
I think they're making AMD's chips.
And one thing that the Ukraine war is teaching us is that GPS is easy to mess with. Really easy. And a lot of people are saying, hey, that's weird because we totally depend on that.
U.S. Communications Agency to explore alternatives to GPS systems. This article fails to mention that one of the forerunners of that is just incredibly accurate clocks. We've not been able to shrink it down to the size that will fit on an aircraft, but if we have an incredibly accurate, teeny tiny sized atomic clock on an airplane, then when there is a GPS blackout, the airplane can know what its position is because it has the incredibly accurate clock.
I accidentally previewed this one. But yes, we are once again crying out about the fact that China makes all of our technology and has for decades.
U.S. congressional panel urges Americans to ditch China-made routers. Okay, so this one is actually a good one that we can talk about. They're talking about TP-Link. And TP-Link has said, we don't have anything to do with the Chinese government. There's probably not backdoors in there, blah, blah, blah. The real problem is that the routers are old and the software is unmaintained. And so anybody, not just China, you could have a criminal syndicate in like Estonia break in. It's nothing really to do with China. Some of those backdoors may not be backdoors. There may be weaknesses. There are weaknesses. If you touch the glass in exactly the right spot, the glass explodes. That could have been deliberately added. That's possible. That certainly has happened before with like surveillance products from China. The intelligence community has pretty definitively shown that those things have happened. TP-Link is saying, these are just old products. And so it is good advice to not deploy old products. This is not a lot different than the stuff that we covered with like the OPM hack and all this other stuff. It's just good data hygiene. But yeah, if you have old TP-Link products, might be time to upgrade. Probably long past time to upgrade. So yeah.
And the everybody will be identified online and you're going to like it meme continues. And now we have one state who has gone further than anybody ever has. But it's probably not going to matter because the courts are hopefully not going to tolerate this.
Utah passes an App Store age verification bill despite constitutional concerns. If signed, the bill would trigger a legal battle over speech and privacy. Basically, if you use the App Store, you have to verify who's doing the stuff.
And you have to verify your age to make sure that you're not getting apps that are not for children. Which means that everybody has to confirm or not use the App Store. But I mean, you can sideload on, is it the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store they're talking about?
Apple.
Is it both? Okay, yeah. So you can't sideload on Apple, yeah. So if you want your TikTok fix, guess what you're going to do in Utah? And, the Canadians. They do not like us anymore. They are very upset. And
I kind of don't blame them.
They're acting out.
Not going back, Ford will cancel Starlink Ontario deal even if tariffs are lifted. Seems reasonable. They're also going to put tolls on the trucks that are headed to Alaska. And
they're pulling our bourbon.
Kentucky's probably going to be hit for like $9 billion in alcohol revenue, and or alcohol is about to get a lot cheaper. There's something else. Oh, I saw a really hilarious, you know, the "Don't Tread on Me" meme.
Oh yeah, it's the goose.
Yeah,
oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Can't say what it says because it's got a swear in it. But
it does have a boot and oot in it, which is great.
Something tells me he won't have trouble repurposing those units, considering his new contracts
that he keeps getting mysteriously from his friends in government.
Yeah.
And we've found out that the Europeans are taking a big crap on Tesla. Last week we talked about the whole of Europe, but I think Germany was like really, really an outlier in terms of they're just not buying them. And the Canadians want to make that official.
71% of Canadians support a moratorium on Tesla sales in Canada. And this kind of thing is sort of fun and amazing that, you know, it's like Elon Musk can be the face of everything that's wrong, but I also think about companies like Unilever and like Johnson & Johnson, and it's like, do you have any idea how many fingers their pies are in? And like, they're just...
I'm sure everyone does, but the issue is like, this guy has made himself, he's put himself at the forefront. Like,
that's the same argument with like, Putin is a threat to democracy. They're all threats to democracy. I mean, you can't just pick one and vilify them.
I mean, I can. I don't have to buy a Tesla.
Yeah, but I mean...
I have to buy shampoo.
Making that decision yourself and then begging for the government to control what you can buy is are very different things. And the UK, we know, is trying to do this crazy new encryption blocking thing, which Trump mentioned. And people don't like it, but what's really telling is the hypocrisy of that kind of decision.
UK quietly scrubs encryption advice from government websites. This is a government website in the UK that said, hey, if you're the target of criminals or hackers because you do a lot in business or...
Attorneys.
It's like, here is some advice you can do to protect yourself. One of those things was the Apple end-to-end cloud encrypted device, like turn all the encryption up to 11. They've deleted all of that. The only thing it says now is to put your phone on quote-unquote lockdown mode, which is different than the whole device encryption. It doesn't talk about other encryption tools outside of the ecosystem anymore. It's just all gone, which is, again, horrifying in the very wrong direction. And it's definitely moving in the direction of idiocracy. Like, if people understood, they wouldn't ask for that. It's like, I really want to put lead in the water because lead tastes good. And it's
poop
like,
in the water.
Yeah, it's just like, what? No. I mean, yeah, lead is a little bit sweet, but you shouldn't put it in the water.
And we have a rule that we don't talk about pie in the sky battery technology because we've done that so many times and it never happens. But this one exists. It's real. And it's already here, so let's talk about it.
Zenobi powers up, is that how you say that? A world-first solution and as Europe's biggest battery at Blackhillock, Scotland.
I don't know what that accent is.
Zenobi?
Zenobi?
I think it's Zenobi, because it's got the accent mark over top of it.
Is that the accent aigu? I mean, that's French. Huh. Tell us in the comments.
I like the layout here too, because like presumably all the batteries are in the little white trailer thing. So if one of them explodes, it won't set the adjacent one on fire.
It's like leaving an extra space between your rows in RimWorld so the blight doesn't spread.
Yeah, exactly. The lithium blight.
And Apple is also appealing government to say, please don't destroy our business model. But in this case, I believe that we should be aligned with them because for once, our interests and Apple's interests are the same.
Apple appeals to overturn UK government's backdoor order, the Financial Times reports. But interestingly, when asked for comment, they all say we can't comment on this because it's all like secret court, secret police stuff. I was told that secret police is always bad in any scenario. Is that no longer the case? Is this not the free world? Why is this even a thing?
This one surprised me. Like, really surprised me.
This was not even really that much technology news. I guess it is because technology, I guess, has usurped something that we considered would always be a part of our lives, I guess. But here it is.
The BBC's headline is Denmark Postal Service to stop delivering letters. But they will continue to deliver packages. So this is a bit of a nothing burger. Part of the thing here is they're taking out the mailboxes because the mailboxes won't hold parcels and so no one is using them. So they're going to take out the mailboxes, but they're still going to do mail. They're going to cut staff because parcels, you know, basically letters and things like that, everybody does everything electronically. So the only thing people mail is things that you physically have to mail from A to B, which is a lower volume.
Not everybody does everything electronically. They point out that the old people don't do that. So I don't think it's a nothing burger.
Yeah.
There's going to be some kind of private replacement, and it's probably going to be super expensive just because they don't want to deal with the old people, right?
Yeah.
Privatize everything. Line go up.
The old people are not going to have any option but to have their bills and stuff delivered electronically. There's not.
Which they just cannot comprehend.
Yeah.
But also, like, at least I don't know about what it's like in Denmark, but like here, your internet might not be super reliable.
Mm-hmm.
So then paying your bill becomes a giant chore.
It's probably a lot better because they have a smaller land mass. And this one is another one that may have not gone in the government section, but this is from France and the evil empire has won.
Nintendo says latest legal win against piracy significant for entire games industry. Every article that I read on this didn't really get the details right as to what was going on with this. And Nintendo sent this D Fisher sharing service a takedown request that was basically, hey, anybody that has these ROMs, you should delete them. Not any more specific than that. And then when Nintendo found other people sharing the same ROM file, that is what precipitated this action. And so the D Fisher thing is like, yeah, we'll take the specific links down, that's fine. But somebody could possess this file and then decide to share it. And so Nintendo said, no, you must prevent people from sharing files that have this hash. And I think this is a far more sinister thing than what has been described in these articles in terms of like having to have the file sharing service police the file sharing to that level.
And they get more control. They get to just go ahead and say, we found it. You're in violation.
Yeah.
So whereas before you had to go through the whole process of proving things.
What a pain in the butt that is.
And China clearly stinging from the sanctions that are preventing them from getting those juicy, juicy NVIDIA GPUs, have decided to try to do more to shore up their own version.
China's going to publish a policy to boost RISC-V chip use nationwide, sources say. Why RISC-V? Well, it's royalty-free in a sense. Everybody can make stuff. You can incorporate other IP into RISC-V. China wants to see it used in everything. It probably only makes sense to be used in everything that's not high-performance widgets, Internet of Things, appliances, that sort of stuff. But that's still a huge part of the market.
And yeah, this is kind of a pie-in-the-sky power story, but
now it's all nuclear now instead of batteries.
We've seen some rapid advancements here, and they've thrown out a number.
China may be ready to use nuclear fusion for power by 2050. That thorium reactor is looking pretty hot. Pun intended.
I'll be too old to enjoy it. And Taiwan made their big deal with Trump, and there was, you know, a lot of headlines, a lot of fanfare. But the Taiwanese people, they didn't really love it as much as the American press did. Because they said, hey guys, they've got this concept over there of the Silicon Shield, which, because of their neighbor, China, they're vulnerable. But the thing that protects them is that we desperately need them. But if we moved all their stuff over here, would that be true?
Taiwan vows that its most advanced technology will not go to the U.S. under the $100 billion Trump deal. So this is only their next most advanced technology. So they're still going to be using the Silicon Shield to develop and do all the stuff. And anybody that disturbs the pond is going to lose this really advanced technology. So neither the U.S. nor China nor anyone should mess with Taiwan because it will upset the delicate balance. And I got to say, I agree with that.
I mean,
everybody should leave Taiwan alone.
Everyone should leave Taiwan alone, but I don't know that I would count on the U.S. to to withhold those kind of things right now. Not withhold, but hold that kind of stuff up right now.
But you also, I mean, there's another consideration there, which is, are chips important enough for us to use nuclear weapons?
Yes.
Because that's where it would go, ultimately, if everybody wouldn't back down. I don't know if I agree with that. Chips aren't going to mean much after that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a game of chicken, but yeah.
Now, we found out that Doge was getting into a lot of databases, and one of those was the IRS, and people were a little bit concerned. They were like, hey, I'm not comfortable with Elon Musk getting into my financials. You know, maybe we shouldn't be allowing that. Clearly, someone in India saw that, and they were like, why didn't we think of this?
Your email and social media account can be accessed by income tax officers starting financial year 2026 to 2027 in these cases. We're building this amazing thing to just make sure that you're not committing income tax fraud, and we definitely have never abused technology in the past. Email service, social media accounts, online investment accounts, trading accounts, any website used for storing details of ownership of any asset, remote server or cloud services, digital application platforms, and just about anything else of a similar nature.
And all of the people who are allowed to do that to you. And there's quite a few of them. So that's a lot of power they're giving those people to just go into everything you own. Turns out they already have a law where if they come to your house and you have a locked box and you don't give them the key, they can just smash it open. They already have that authority. Because there might be some money in there that you're hiding.
That seems really terrible. India, why are you not rioting?
That's a lot of questions all around the world.
And the Reddit users, we know why they're not rioting, because remember when they redesigned the whole platform to prevent that. And now they're taking things further.
Reddit will warn users who repeatedly upvote banned content. This is bad behavior. You're not welcome here. Do not upvote the funny meme.
It's gonna be kind of like TikTok, where that you start coming up with weird code words, right?
No,
but this is not. No, you're not posting here.
Yeah, I know. But like, to escape the someone will get in trouble for upvoting me, will you start policing your language to get around that kind of thing?
You know what they started doing on the Cataclysm Dark Days Ahead subreddit? If you argue with the maintainers, someone goes and reports you to the anti-unaliving bot.
Oh, I've seen that a few times in other subreddits, yeah. Too.
They just blanket do it there, though. Like, there could be no dissent.
Yeah, they're starting with the worst sort of content here. It's like somebody upvotes something really terrible, but we all know how this, like, look at just...
It's going to be Luigi.
Look at how this trajectory goes.
3 months after Luigi happened, and now... No, you can't upvote that.
It's been more than 3 months, right? Wasn't that like October?
November? Was it October? I thought it was around Christmas because we were like, oh.
Maybe. Well, we talked last week about Mark Zuckerberg and his inability to make the world like him. No matter how much money he throws at it, they don't like him. And no matter how much he threatens people, they won't stop leaking the things he says. And so his block list is getting more and more aggressive.
Meta keeps a block list of ex-employees, and even help from a VP cannot get you off of the list. Basically, we let you go for a reason. You're not welcome back.
So one guy described he still had friends at Meta after he was let go. And he was like, hey, I'd like to switch to another unit. You know, maybe he was part of the metaverse or whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. We already know you. And we know you did good work and got great performance reviews. Let me just put your name in there. And then he would get ghosted over and over and over. It turns out he was just hitting this list. And when they find out that you're on that list, you just don't exist anymore. And here's one I still don't understand why. I don't understand what caused this. It makes no sense.
Facebook searches for Cyclone Alfred were blocked for containing content breaching community standards, quote unquote.
Neither of those words is incendiary. The combination doesn't make any sense as to why you couldn't do that.
AI content moderation gone awry. Why is everybody searching for this? It must be bad.
Well, they had it. It was broken. And Reddit is, of course, being destroyed. It's being farmed for AI training and dehumanized. What will we do? Well, maybe a voice from the past.
Can digs return to fix what ails social media today? Yes, that dig. The keep on digging dig. Reddit's co-founder is betting on it. Not just Reddit's co-founder. Two ex-Reddit co-founders are trying to bring back dig.
Trying to make dig happen.
It's really funny if you know the history of dig and Reddit.
But isn't that kind of like, oh, we made a new thing and we sold it and now we're just going to go and do it all over again?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Jack Dorsey method.
And YouTube is cracking down on gambling with a huge caveat.
The headline is YouTube bans creators from talking about some gambling sites. A better headline would be YouTube bans creators from talking about quite a lot of things.
Yeah.
Specifically, online slot machines. I thought the whole idea of the slot machine was it lulled you into a peaceful, like
hypnotic, you know, sort of state.
So can you reproduce that with just a screen?
Yes.
I mean, how many people do you see just looking at TikTok? Like a slot machine?
I suppose. But the big exception here, of course, is that it's not that all gambling is bad on YouTube, because sports betting will not be affected. There's a lot of content for that.
They also talk about how not creators, but you can run ads. So like the gambling sites can just run an ad through the ad platform. And that's fine in a lot of scenarios, because the ad platform is like, oh, this type of gambling is not allowed here. I just won't show the ad there.
And I bet there's a lot of cases where the gambling site's like, I don't want our ads to run on that. That's distasteful. And finally...
pour one out.
Yeah, another thing that we love will be getting the Reddit treatment.
Discord is reportedly exploring an IPO where they will raise a lot of money, then has to be paid back by the account somehow, which means you will have to pay this back. So these folks want a lot of money, and this is how they will extract a lot of money from the people that use this thing.
They already have, like, the store and, like, Discord Nitro and everything else. And it's like...
Every time I log in, there's some kind of pop-up.
Yeah, yeah, new thing. And it's like, I just want to be able to talk to people.
I guess not enough are doing that for them to make a handsome living.
Yeah.
They keep giving me free stuff. And I'm like, I'm never going to care about this.
Yeah,
these are features I'm never going to use.
It's going to be devastating for, like... A lot of little that used to be like web rings or forums, like what we have, like a lot of that stuff has moved to Discord. And if it gets really crappy, like all that's going to be lost.
We've talked about this before, but like every indie game or whatever, if you're like, oh, I want to learn more about this, the click is always to the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just done at that point. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I wish it worked like a website where I could just browse it and then leave. I don't have to join it. Yeah. But you can't do that.
It is sort of, it's also interesting, you encounter some people that have that instant gratification mindset as well, and they're like, no, I must have the Discord in order to immediately get things. It's like, well, you could just dig through the wiki and find the things. Like, no, I must have instant gratification.
But the Discord's not necessarily better for that either, though, like depending on how many channels there are.
Well, you get to talk to other humans, but think about this, right? That mentality, I believe, is probably more in the youth, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Imagine how entitled the kids are going to be after a lifetime of having an AI where they could immediately just demand an answer and always got it with a smile.
And on that note.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.